Today on the Good Stuff program, lost words from our childhood, and maybe Kim has some more interesting facts about Canada.
I do, so stay right here.
Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read, and that just about sums it up. But a little more information, maybe. Dive into a world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News, unearth the secrets of successful breeders, immerse in the thrill of rodeo news, and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grains to performance horses, we are the Rancher's Weekly Bible. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Lost words from our childhood. Words gone as fast as the buggy whip. Sad, really. The other day, a not-so-elderly lady said something to her son about driving a jalopy, and he looked at her quizzically and said, "What the heck is a jalopy?" He never heard of the word jalopy. She knew that she was old, but not that old. Well, I hope you're hunky-dory after you hear this and a little chuckle. Here are some old expressions that have become obsolete because of the march of technology. These phrases include, "Don't touch that dial," "Carbon copy," "You sound like a broken record," "They're as close as two peas in a pod." Back in the olden days, we had a lot of moxie. We'd put on our best bib and tucker and straighten up and fly right. Heavens to Betsy, gee willikers, jumping Jehoshaphat, holy moly. We were in like Flynn and living the life of Riley. And even a regular guy couldn't accuse us of being a knucklehead and an nincompoop or a pill. Not for all the tea in China. Back then, life used to be swell. But when's the last time anything was swell? Swell has gone by the wayside of beehives, page boys, and the DA, of spats, knickers, fedoras, poodle skirts, saddle shoes, and pedal pushers. Oh, my aching back. Kilroy was here, but he isn't anymore. We wake up from what surely has been just a short nap, and before we can say, "Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle," or "This is the fine kettle of fish," and of course, "Lord love a duck," we discover that the words and expressions that we grew up with, the word that seemed omnipresent as oxygen, have vanished with scarcely a notice from our tongues and our pens and our keyboards. Poof go the words of our youth, the words that we've left behind. Where have all these phrases gone? Long gone. The milkman did it. "Hey, it's your nickel. Don't forget to pull the chain." Knee high to a grasshopper. Fiddlesticks. "I'll see you in the funny papers." Don't take any wooden nickels. It turns out there are more of these lost words and expressions than Carter has liver pills. We of a certain age have been blessed to live in changeable times. For a child, each new word is like a shiny toy, a toy that has no age. Now, at the other end of the chronological arc, we have the advantage of remembering that there are words that once did not exist, and there were words that once strutted their hour upon the earthly stage and now are heard no more, except in our collective memory. It's one of the greatest advantages of aging. So, see you later, alligator.
After a while, crocodile.
That's always the response, isn't it?
That's right. All right, let's do some Canada things. That was really good. I enjoyed those. Oh, I was going to ask a trivia question. Don't forget to pull the chain.
Yeah.
Was that way back when they had to pull the chain for the toilet?
I believe so.
When the tank was up above?
Yep.
I just wanted to confirm that and make sure everybody knew. I didn't know because I'm not that old.
Good point.
Yeah. The last duel in Canada was between two men who were so terrified of dueling, one fainted and the other was seized by horror. The guns were also loaded with blanks.
Oh, no.
But I don't know if they knew that. In 2011, a 14-year-old amateur astronomer from Canada proved that Jupiter is bright enough to cast shadows on Earth.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Well, I guess I don't really understand why it had to be proven. I don't know. I just thought that was very interesting. Several parts of Canada introduced a law that made sorry not a legal admission of guilt, because it is said so often.
Oh, okay. We've overused that word.
Okay, now here's something that's near and dear to our hearts. Hawaiian pizza. Hawaiian pizza was invented by two Greek brothers in Ontario, Canada.
No.
That's what they tell me. I'm telling you. Oh, Canada was the third country in space and was recognized in 1962 as having the most advanced space program.
Wow, that's pretty impressive as well.
That's what I thought. We better wrap it up. Three Caribbean islands have expressed interest in joining Canada.
That would be interesting. Stay tuned for more interesting Canada facts on The Good Stuff.